Go. Let's talk business. Guests on behalf of the Seidman College of Business in every month, talking about what you do, and you do a lot. Dr. Paul Isley with us, cheering up all the right places at the Seidman College. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But we've got work to do here. We've got a talk. We've got a conversation along with, we'll introduce Elizabeth in just a second. But I know Grand Valley State, and you've teamed up with the Huron River Watershed Council to research the economic impact and value, what, of the Huron River? Paul, set the scene.
Yeah, Elizabeth Groot, the Huron River Watershed Council, wanted to understand the value of the Huron River, and specifically trying to focus in on the water trail towns. So there's one of the things that's happening in Michigan right at this point is water trails are being created for recreational purposes, where people can put in their boat and go along and kayak and paddle and do those sorts of things. And so they really wanted to understand what the value of that was. And so we came in with a team from Grand Valley to look at that.
Your team, including Eric Nordman, professor, associate professor of biology, Christian Klepker, affiliate professor of econ, and then yourself, professor of economics, associate dean, and then Seidman College of Business. So let's bring you into the conversation. Good day to you, formerly Elizabeth Riggs of this Huron River Watershed Council. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
Yay. Tell us about the council.
The Huron River Watershed Council has been in existence for over 50 years. We're one of the state's oldest watershed councils, and we are here to protect and enhance the river for healthy, vibrant communities.
That's great. So how, when you get a call from a Dr. Isley that the team needed to get together, what was your response? Was this, is this unique in your world to crunch these numbers?
It's a unique venture for us, definitely. We have, for the past 5 years, been really focused on revitalizing the river corridor through a public-private partnership that we call River Up. And one of the things that our partnership wanted to know is, what is the value of the river? We've been making a number of investments in protecting the river and also enhancing recreation, like Paul described. And so we wanted to get a better sense of, what is the current value, and if we measure this over time, how might that value change? So I was thrilled that we were able to partner with Paul and his team for that study.
Paul, was one of your questions that you sought out to answer, can we put a price on the Huron River?
And certainly we wanted to come up with what that price would be. And the reason is as we look at making things like development decisions, generally speaking, the environmental value is normally placed to zero. We don't know what those values are. So you say, well, this shopping center will have this big, huge value, and you won't know what it's replacing. Mm-hmm. So we set out to look at that, and we looked at things that we could value, things like recreation, things like the effect on housing, and the effects on habitat and flooding and those types of things. And when we got done, we found that economic value, the economic side of the value, ended up being about $75 million. And the environmental value, that which includes the economic value, was about $150 million a year. And that was being driven by the fact that there were about 2.6 million visitors a year coming to the river to use it.
I want to certainly go through a few more of the findings, but Elizabeth, this river corridor directly serves, 650,000 residents of the Huron River watershed, and is a recreational and tourist destination already, right?
Correct. Yes, we have around 650,000 residents that live in the four primary counties of our watershed. And the of course, the river's been used for recreation for quite a while. The water trail effort had been underway for about 5 or 6 years, and in 2015, our group had received designation as a national water trail, which really helped to elevate the awareness of the Huron River as a recreation destination and bring people to our trail towns in greater numbers than before. So we've seen a significant uptick in the number of people coming to visit the Huron.
Awesome. All right, Paul. Looks like some local jobs were added to the region. Let's talk more about your findings.
So as we look at that, there was a lot of money spent on recreation, almost $30 million being spent on recreation for the river every year. That resulted in a lot of additional jobs, about 641 being added to the area. And we started to see things like increased property values, and it was increasing property values by over $600 million a year. $600 million. And all of that led to an increased economic activity happening across the region. In fact, if you want to sort of quantify that in size, yeah, those things together add up to about the entire University of Michigan home season for their football team. So it's a pretty big effect.
What would you like to add, Elizabeth Riggs, to some of your results?
Well, you know, as we mentioned earlier, this is the first time that we've done a study like this, so we weren't sure what kind of numbers to expect. And so once Paul and the teams were sharing the results, we were really amazed at just how big of an economic driver this river is, and the fact that we really rely on having a clean, healthy river for being able to start up small paddle outfitters and be able to attract people to the river for business, for recreation, and so on. So we're really excited to be able to share this information with our partners.
So now I'm looking at the map, and I'm not sure. I'm going to bring this somewhat local. Paul, is this study of the Huron River National Water Trails, is this applicable to our Grand River?
Yeah, as we look here at the Grand River area, we're seeing the addition of water trails to the area. We're seeing a change in the water quality downtown as we look to bring back the rapids, and we're bringing in walking trails along the river, just like we see in the Ann Arbor area around the Huron River. So the types of activities and things that are being done there are equivalent to what we're seeing here. And therefore, we'll be able to use this research to really understand how the changes we're looking at in our river over the next 5 years will be quantified for us economically.
Yes, sure. Again, it's nice to know what is happening in your own backyard. But I imagine, Elizabeth, this is to be served as an example for others.
Yeah, that's certainly one of the objectives that we had going into this. By being a part of that water trail community in Michigan and across the country through the National Water Trails Program, we knew that there was really a lack of this kind of quantitative information. And we have been, as we roll out the study, we're really reaching out to all those different groups so that whatever can be gleaned from this effort, both the methodology that was used as well as the results, that can have a benefit to other groups.
In doing your studies, Paul, did you get to do any kayaking on the Huron River?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to do that. We used volunteers and students to go and take the data, so they got to enjoy it. But I can say over the last 20 years, I've spent a lot of time on the Huron River, and it is a very beautiful area.
What would you like to leave us with, Elizabeth?
Well, as I mentioned, one of our objectives was to be able to share these numbers with other groups to kind of lift all boats, so to speak, for river recreation around the state and around the country. But what we have found from the results of this study is that it's pretty clear that it's worth investing in our rivers. They're vital economic drivers in our communities, and investing in them is also an investment in creating jobs and small business opportunities.
Well, it looks like most of the results, can we safely say, were pretty positive, Elizabeth?
Yes. I think this is a fabulous start. One of the things that Paul and I have talked about and recommendations that the Grand Valley team came up with is, you know, what additional work would we like to do moving forward so that we can build on these studies, build on the results, but this is a very positive start.
Do you personally get to use the Huron River for recreation, Elizabeth?
I do. It's a little easier for me. It's you know, it's pretty close to where I work and live. You know, it's never enough time getting out there.
That's right. All right, Elizabeth Riggs of the Huron River Watershed Council, this economic impact study. How do we find out more about the council?
Our website has a lot of information, of course, a link to the full study from Grand Valley, and then also a summary of the report at www.hrwc.org.
Thanks for partnering with Grand Valley State University on this, Elizabeth. Take care.
Yep. Our pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Paul. Dr. Paul Isley, part of this Grand Valley State University team, Seidman College of Business, doing your professing and more. Final comment from you.
Yeah, it's been exciting to do these things, and I really like being able to help provide information for groups like this to better understand the value of things.
On to the next study you go, and we'll speak again. How do we find out more information about the Seidman College?
Certainly you can go to our website at www.gvsu.edu/Seidman, and you'll find out all about us.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. Take care. 10:54 in the morning. I'm Shelley Irwin. Thank you for listening. Have a good Thanksgiving and more. Thank you, Megan and Rick, for your help. We'll speak again.